Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
My fault.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Giants won a big one last night, 6-5. And they are essentially tied with the Cardinals for the third wild card. I'll tell you what, Gu, you look at their numbers, they're better than you think.
Oh, the numbers?
The numbers are the numbers.
I bet, because I think the team is better than their record, and they're, what, 6 over .500, but go ahead, lay it on me.
Well, I'm just looking at National League run differential, and the three division leaders are the Mets, Cubs, and Dodgers, okay. And the Cubs are plus 100, the Dodgers are plus 75, and the Mets are plus 72. Those are the three division leaders. Who do you think's got the next best run differential?
The Giants.
That's correct.
Wow.
Plus 41.
And that took a hit, you would think, over, you know, the last couple of weeks, you would think, because they hadn't been mustering up much. But that's not shocking. And I'm going to just keep it real with you, Steiny. You didn't ask. I got this team making the wild card for damn near the third year in a row.
I know.
And it has not happened. But Buster Posey yesterday saying it's go time, and I just find it funny in life. Sometimes things just happen, Steiny, in sequence to where Buster Posey, not under fire at all, but people wondering, okay, what's going to happen? And everybody's talking about Bryce, and I get that, and I hope we see him. Steiny, he could even be a DH if you're worried about his glove. Neither here nor there. But I'm listening to the GM this morning, Zach, with Spadoni and Lubman, Shasky and Lubman, and I'm just thinking to myself, on the day that you made those transactions and you DFA'd Lamont Wade Jr. and my cousin from Vallejo, Steiny, not my cousin, but I love it, Daniel Johnson comes up, gets two hits, and then also makes a, I'll say it, game-saving catch. Your team's down 5 runs, and that's the game that you break out and end this streak of futility. So hopefully they can bottle that up and start a streak and get hot.
Here is what Guru is referring to. Buster Posey talked to the media yesterday after the Giants made a few moves. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to go. I mean, I think we all believe that we're better than what we've been with the bats the last 2.5, 3 weeks, and it's time to go.
What do you think that means?
Strap up and let's go. Quit crying in your milk. Not that anybody was doing that or your beer, but the bottom line, Steiny, what if he's talking to himself? And that's why he made the moves he made and, you know, moves around the edges. But again, I just find it like, wow, Daniel Johnson, Dominic Smith, they were in the line. They played. They made contributions. So we're talking about Rodriguez. If I go star power, Steiny, this is Ramos's team. And obviously, he's not the only one out there, but he's young. He meets the criteria. And right now, he is our judge or Ohtani. How about that?
So it feels to me like that win yesterday has given you hope again.
Well, I never gave up hope. I was just like, at some point it's got to stop, and it did yesterday. And hopefully they can ride that into, you know, something here starting the day with the Padres leaving town.
Well, you talked about igniting the clubhouse and whether or not these moves sent a signal to the players. Posey was asked about that, and this is exactly what you were getting into. So let's hear what Buster had to say.
As much as anything, you're trying to ignite something. I think that was another one. I mean, cost too. They're not easy decisions, but we're just trying to provide a little bit more offense and have some versatility, whether it's more bats when these players are starting or coming off the bench. That just gives us a little bit more offensive upside right now.
All right, so that's Buster Posey from yesterday, and Johnson with a great catch in right field, two hits, and they broke out of it. Now they got to go finish up that series against the Padres. And, I mean, I just
talk.
We need more than a game.
Oh, no. No, it's not even. That's the beauty of baseball. I hope you're not.
I just don't think
I'm excited that I thought the game was over. And I don't think I'm by myself. Lord knows, 1-0, you're like, the way that they've been hitting, you're like, oh, man, 5-0? And that's what I got to give Melvin and everybody on that Giant team credit. Jelly, not making it worse, keeping them right there at 5. And then you start seeing things happen. I'm like, man, are they really going to pull this off? And that's why I hope I'm not coming to you, Stani, print the World Series tickets. I wouldn't do that if they lost 9 in a row or won 9 in a row. The bottom line is, I got to feel like you hope. If there's ever a springboard early in a season of 162 games to kind of change the direction, this is one. How about this? They broke out last night, wouldn't you say? For one night.
They scored 6 runs.
Neil Diamond. For one night, I think.
I don't know if they broke out. They scored 6 runs last night.
And well, they broke out last night to win that game. What it means moving forward is what I get it.
Well, that's like the only... I don't know. So I'm listening to Alex Pavlovich yesterday on Willard and Dibbs. And, like, this is – I think he's great,
yeah,
Pavlovich.
I call him Pavs.
He did something that
– Oh.
I when I first heard it, I always make a note of these things.
This is great.
I just do. It's when people look too far ahead. And then
– That's why you hate me.
One of the reasons. I don't hate you.
You radio hate me at times.
No, I don't. Anyway, Alex Pavlovich was talking about Kyle Harrison and the fact that Verlander's obviously going to miss some starts. And Pavlovich was saying that, you know,
he's too old.
Verlander's scheduled to miss 2 starts. And as Pavlovich said, that means he'll miss at least 4 starts. And he said, you know, Kyle Harrison is going to probably gobble up some of those starts. And he said, I'll tell you what, you know, he pitches well in these next 3 or 4 games. He might not leave the rotation. And the first game he pitches, he struggles.
Right.
Kyle Harrison struggles. Yeah. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to drop dime on this guy, but you know how I know he struggled? Evan came in and said, he stinks. Now, he was using it in Steinmetz's right. voice, but.
I had him as their next Randy Johnson. I missed it, but go ahead. Coming out, Steiny. I would, you know, come on now.
Why not?
Like, I'll never forget the night I called Chasky. Chasky gave me the real his skinny on him, and I go, oh boy, I might have put too much on it.
Just watch someone pitch before you call him something. That's not for you.
Right,
that's for Steiny too.
But I get it. But Evan, when you hear of these mythical figures before you actually. Like Zion, he ended up being that though. When I saw him on Facebook, like, who's this fat dude?
Well, we saw just Zion in college. He was one of the best players in the country.
Oh, I get it. Slow down. All right,
right, but you'll never slow down.
No, I think I'm doing it every day.
Well, you're actually not.
The knee's giving me a. I'm slowing down.
I am. I'm with Evan on that though.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, if I had a nickel for every time somebody mentioned this guy's name and said, oh boy,
oh,
we got action.
I'm trying to think.
Luciano.
See, and that's it.
Oh, Luciano is going to be the cornerstone of the... Like, shut up! Yeah,
Matos too, Steiny.
Let him... Can we let him play 2 months?
But that's the fun to a sport, Steiny. Nobody's doing it from a malicious standpoint.
Yes, you are.
It's a compliment.
Yes, when you've never seen Kyle Harrison, and you say, Steiny, I think he's going to be Randy Johnson.
Well, no, I had
then
some...
Then this guy is going to end up stinking.
Yeah. Well, why can't Luciano and Matos?
Say, hey, maybe he could be Don Gullett.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe he could be poor man's Robbie Ray.
Did we do that with Brock Purdy? Or is Brock just Brock because of where he started from? Well, Mr. Irrelevant.
I don't know. Is Brock Purdy right now, if you make a list of the greatest quarterbacks in San Francisco history, is Purdy above Jeff Garcia?
Well, he's ahead of Jeff when Jeff's one of the baddest.
Okay, but if you had to make the list right now,
Well, so Jeff Montana, never took his team to a Super Bowl.
It's Montana Young or this. Young Montana.
Okay.
Then what?
It's
then
Montana
who?
Young.
Well, then, to you, not to me.
And then Cap.
That's fine.
Oh, Cap? No, I'm having fun. But Cap,
could be.
Cap
went
took
to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, no doubt. I don't know. I think that's unfair to Jeff, Steiny. Garcia. But he never took his team to a Super Bowl. But he mastered, I believe, that position with what he had.
So what's your answer?
I got to go Brock. Do you have a problem with that?
I would take Garcia just because. I would take Garcia only on longevity. If Purdy is the 49ers starting quarterback for the next 3 years and they make the playoffs twice, yeah, Purdy's going to be.
But let's say we're on Mars. We got the same football team. And you got a quarterback on their best day, Garcia or Purdy?
I think that's a.
I'm being real.
I think that's a great
question. He's more talented at the that's just me. Is there shade in that?
You hope not, don't you?
No.
Oh, because oh my God, if there'd be shade in that, I think it's close.
Yeah. We'll ask Gibbs and Willard when they come in. Or it's unfair to Jeff because you said longevity. Obviously, that's going. But Jeff wins that.
Well, I'm also going with Garcia and Philly obviously in San Francisco.
Tampa Bay.
I forgot about Tampa Bay, but you're right. That's a good.
I like that. Oh, what you got?
Oh, this is a great one. 415. But Goo,
yeah.
Jeff Garcia never lost the Super Bowl.
Come on, guys.
So you can't hold it against him.
It's nuanced.
That's a great one from the 415.
Hey, you guys, lay off.
I think that Evan, are you old enough to remember Jerry Garcia?
Everything.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Jeff Garcia?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I remember when he came on this station.
We were in the New York Times, man. Another highlight, like it said, Daryl the Guru Johnson and Steinmetz.
Yeah, well, it should have just said Steiny because Goo got one question in.
Now I'm mad. Never seen you go Westbrook and change. So the boss must have gotten your ear and
he did.
I was like, I'm about to talk. Hey, so then it was another one.
Yeah,
you did like three, and then I was the star of the interview because I got him pissed off, but. There are some days I get mad at you when I think of what you did that day.
Well, that day was about journalism.
That was premeditated.
It was. You guys just didn't know it. The boss and I had talked about it, and we said, look.
I don't know. You suggested it to the boss.
I said
the
boss and I agreed that we were going to, who did they do that to? Who did they freeze out in the All-Star game in the NBA that 1 year?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. He said we got a Michael Jordan guru for the first 5 minutes.
Dude,
because these are serious questions that need to be asked in a professional way. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Question about the game yesterday real quick.
Okay.
When Duvall did not come out for the ninth and we found out he wasn't available, were you thinking like, damn, Melvin, give him a chance to rectify what he did the night before or didn't do?
No.
He got Walker up out of there quick. I got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, he did. Here's the way I look at last night's win. It was clear that something more was going on than just a regular game, because first of all, Ramos acknowledged that it was a big game and they were all feeling some kind of way. And obviously his reaction when he doubled in the tying run at second base, he was really wound up. He cited the crowd, and I was watching the game, and Kruk and Kipe were talking about how they thought that it was the loudest game at the stadium all year. Evan, you were there, right? Would you agree with that? Was it live?
Yeah, the Ramos double was the loudest I've heard that place this entire season.
Yeah, that's when you tweeted. Yeah, you tweeted that, I believe.
Yeah, it exploded. It was like a playoff game.
Wow. Yeah, that's exactly what Kruk and Kipe said. So
they're on fire.
Whether the team, you know, finally scoring runs, liven up the crowd, or whether the crowd being
live, they were tight too.
They were into the game. So. All right, so the way I look at it is that game, to me, you know, they played with urgency. There's no doubt about it, right? Okay, now is there carryover? I know this is going to sound stupid, but there's only carryover if there's carryover.
Yeah, but the beautiful thing about baseball, Stani, is every damn day. So let's say they lose today.
Right.
But they win the next seven.
Sure.
So then you're going to be like, hey, they won 8 of 9 since the day.
You're doing what Pavlovich did. You're talking about winning 8 of 9.
Oh, no.
Nah, I'm just saying.
The silent.
Yeah, sure, that could happen.
What it is this is funny. We're doing a show, you and I, but the average fan's not. But in their mind, they're keeping track, Donnie. There's a natural record of, oh, okay, they've won 5 of 6 since that day of.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, this will get them hot. But I'm being honest, move or no move, I honestly believe we're going to see Eldridge. And we got to play. The GM joined Chesky and Grandy this morning, Stani, and they were asking him, and they asked him. And he kind of, you know, gave the political answer, but I'm thinking to myself, we're going to see that young man at some point, and hopefully before September.
Yeah, all right, I'll play some of that. Zach Manasian, the general manager.
How do you say it, Manasian?
Manasian.
Oh, Manasian, yeah. Okay.
Now, I don't know this, but
Manasian.
My experience in life is that most people, like our boss, for example, his last name is Nahagian.
Yeah.
It ends I-A-N.
And I get mad at him because he lets people call him, like me, Nahagian.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm simply talking about the last three letters, I-A-N. Frequently, that means you may be of Armenian descent.
Which our boss is.
Correct. And I'm assuming maybe the same for Zach Manasian.
His godfather was the famous Tommy. That was a great interview. Tommy, we should have played it. Tommy Lasorda. You familiar with Tommy?
Yes, but he
is the greatest. I wonder if he would play in today's baseball, or, you know, Bobby Knight getting in the guy's face. Care how much money you make.
All right, this is Zach Manasian on. This is all about Eldridge and where he's at. Let's start by talking about him at the DH, playing DH, because maybe his fielding's not there is one of the things we're hearing.
I think we have to stay open-minded to it. You know, whether we get there or not will be dependent, obviously, on a lot of other things. I think when you add it all up, if as a group collectively feel like, nope, this is a risk worth taking because it's going to help us win, then yeah, possibly we get there. But you know, part of the reason is getting him to AAA. You know, it's just the right maturation and process for him as he climbs through the minor leagues. And you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, let's see how things go there, and then we keep going. But certainly happy with where he's at offensively right now. And look, I think he's 20. He's undoubtedly going to get better. There's no doubt in my mind he will improve. And I believe he could improve even if he's at the big league level. It just might be a little steeper curve.
All right. So that's on Zach Manasian talking about Bryce Eldridge and the possibility that he could be DH for this team at some point this season. Right now they have him at first base. It's the first time he's really played first base. Like I said, I was listening to Pavlovich yesterday, and he said the way the organization describes him as a first baseman is he's a work in progress.
Right. And the beautiful thing about it, Stoney, because when you talk about him, you talk about his big stick and that power, and Shasky turning me on again to the videos of him hitting bombs at A-ball. It's like, good Lord. And now all of a sudden, he's in AAA. But this from the 650, and I think this is wrong, but I get it. Giants need to hype Ramos more. More like they try to do Jung-Hoo Lee. Ramos is a star. And last year he was an all-star, and I like Jung-Hoo Lee, Stoney. But the bottom line is, could you imagine just moving down the road? This is what I do. Those are two fixtures of the next iteration of this team. And if Eldridge can come and is good as advertised, I mean, man. Ramos made the all-star team, Stoney. We've seen many a guys make it in the first half, fall off career-wise. But this is your dude, and he looks like, you know, he has some action this year. We'll see.
I don't like the idea that anybody in an organization needs to hype up a player. I mean, the player's got to be the player, and the player's got to create the hype. It's like my dad used to say when I was a kid, Goo, I would always want a pair of, like, Puma suede.
You ever Dude, I had those? Them with the fat red laces. Yeah, you didn't ask. I used
my
to
dad
break
never allowed me to get those.
I need to know why.
Because he said, the player makes the sneaker. The sneaker doesn't make the player.
So what did you run with?
Converse All-Stars.
Hey, we're no torn Achilles in. Yeah.
Well, there were, but they just took 6 years to rehab from. This is more.
Just a pig in heaven.
This is more Zach Manasian on thinking about when to bring him up.
You always want to stay open-minded. And it's not just with Bryce. It's really with all of these players and really trying to get their strengths. I think there's probably as much development at the major league level now as we've seen in the last, you know, 15 years, 20 years as players get pushed through the system quicker and quicker. So I would say there's always a chance, whether that's Bryce, whether it's another player, you try to protect them maybe by trying to cover up their deficiencies, you know, in other ways. I was fortunate. I worked for the Milwaukee Brewers at a time when they were rebuilding, and we had Ricky Weeks and Prince Fielder, who were considered defensive liabilities playing first base and second base, and we were starting to become a competitive team, and that was the question with those two, and, you know, do we try to protect them with defensive changes late in the game? In that situation, we didn't, but those are certainly things that you can consider with really any young player that comes up as a way to protect them but still allow them to grow and hopefully help you win games at the major league level, because like Buster said, that's what we're here to do. That's what it's about.
Wow. Zach Manasian talking about Bryce Eldridge now playing at AAA for the Giants. You see the paradox with Eldridge, don't you?
Give it to me.
Or the catch 22, if you will.
I like that.
It feels like the better the Giants play, the less likely he is.
All right, no doubt.
To come up.
I got you.
To the big club. Oh, look at this.
And I feel, if I
just
know
got a text.
Going. Ritter.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
And this is even more indicting.
Ray, our
oh
double.
My gosh, we may have to go back into this. All right, so I texted Raymond Ritter and said, you guys played 10 playoff games in 19 days in the postseason, by my count. Did you have any stretch during the regular season of that many games in that period of time?
I love it.
You know what his answer was?
Give it to
him. This is unbelievable. Yes, we played 10 games in 17 days to end the regular season.
So I know how you're looking.
Wow.
So you're saying that was two playoffs they played.
Holy.
Well, Dre told us that.
Well, I didn't realize
Neither
it was
did I.
That
Damn.
Significant.
Wow.
And I don't like when you hear that stat, Evan, what do you think anything different?
Well, I want to know why they were so bad earlier in the year when they had all that rest.
Because they didn't have Butler. No, but
I know what you and I
think
love
about
it.
That.
No, I do, but Stanley,
you don't.
I want to wrestle you.
You say you think about it, but you don't.
Are the streets really tougher than they were back in the day? Like,
well, you think they are?
My point is, they're not going to change it because guy in San Francisco on 10-2 is coming in saying, like, nothing's been affected or impacted to the degree that the champion that's hoisting up the O'Brien trophy is getting over because guys are getting hurt.
No, but the product
injuries
could
happen
be better.
All the time.
Yeah, but they happen way more in the postseason.
Well, the product
and
could be
lot.
Better if we went away from everybody shooting threes like they think they got Stephen Clay. There's a litany of reasons. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at you for that. But tonight is the game one.
Right.
I believe the two best teams are playing. I believe Indiana could have beat Boston. That's why it's not a stretch. I get you if you would, oh, he would, okay. I'm being real.
They might be the best team playing now. They're not the best team over the course of the season.
The way Porzingis, if he would still had this illness, Indiana could have got with Boston easy.
Well, yeah, because Boston would have been without Tatum and Porzingis.
Well,
no.
Well, what about Tatum, though?
No.
I'm looking at his games, and he played 9 over the last month because he didn't dress for 3 of them and sat due to an illness for the other.
Mm.
And he still tore his Achilles.
Yeah, no,
That's what
there's no hard, fast rule that's going to solve the issue. I'm just, I mean, we can talk about it more on the other side or we get the hell off it. I don't know. Also,
we got to hurry up because they're getting ready to, they got a game today. So we can get one more, squeeze it in if you want.
All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good.
Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Ask me what I'm doing tomorrow after I see you at the cafeteria, you and Evan.
What are you doing tomorrow after you
going
see me?
Did you got that game? Shout out Bram Warriors Huddle. Hook me up.
You ever pay for your own ticket?
About 2,000. Evan, I'm not that guy.
Wait.
I pay for tickets.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh my.
Are you? Hey, Evan.
I can't, but thank you, Evan. Answer him.
Let me tell you what I don't do. Let me just make sure you all know what I don't do. And I know y'all do it, and I don't like it. Oh. But as an old school guy,
I can't wait.
I feel like hands off the young kids. Yep. Let me tell you what I don't do. I don't use my credential when I'm not working.
That's not what I asked.
I don't care.
And what are you insinuating?
I'm insinuating that it's not cool to use your media credential to get into a building and then drink and smoke and party.
I don't do that.
And socialize.
You can't do that.
And cheer.
In the media section.
How would you know?
Because I go in and say hello to everybody at the dinner.
And then
hey, how you doing, Monty? How you doing, Tim? Everybody.
And then they pull the Pascal Siakam. Who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
You're a hater.
No, I'm not.
We got breaking news.
No, hold on, hold on.
All right.
Well,
I'm mad.
I do.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Palestine.
Sonny, you have to read
I've never seen you walk that far from your mic. You got to read it.
There's nothing to read. Aaron Rodgers is signed with the Steelers. There you go.
Can
Aaron Rodgers.
Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to squeeze one more thing in, but go ahead.
This is sports hate. I've never hated an athlete more than I've hated Aaron Rodgers. Who does he think he is?
So you hate him more than Anthony Edwards right now?
Donnie, stop. Relax. That's disappointment. This dude, he is a spoiled brat who, anyway, I was hoping we were done with him, but good luck, Steelers. And DK Metcalf. I can't think of an athlete I've despised more because of their persona than this dude. He's a bad guy.
I'm a little uncomfortable going that far.
But you kinda,
I swear to God.
You see where I'm at, though.
He's not one of my favorites.
Well, then, there you go.
Evan, has Aaron Rodgers jumped the shark in your book?
Yeah, but he's also maybe he's 40 years old. LeBron James was one of the greatest of all time.
But that's what makes it worse. He's acting as if he's still that dude from 2014.
Well, goo.
Rodgers is what I think you guys saw in Marino. Like, I never watched Marino play, but someone that could throw the ball like that, that quick, on a dime, on the move.
Top five quarterback ever for me.
Who? Not for me.
That's how great the talent is. So, Evan, I'm with you. I'm just talking about what he's doing now and his comments.
You should love it.
And, you know,
he won a Super Bowl in 14, and now he's with the Steelers. So
Tupac said God can judge. Any guy that's not cool with his parents or gal, I'm out. And I know that's unfair. I'm out. Says a lot.
Okay, then 2/3 of my family's out.
Tell my
family. Get to know your host.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Fix it, Stani. If that's true. I don't believe that to be true.
No, it's not. It's not.
I can't stand them.
Now there's two things I want to get into. Because I do think there's something with disliked athletes.
Right.
And Rodgers is getting there.
He's there for me.
But let's take Christian and Fairfield, and then we'll get to some of this other stuff that I wanted to talk about. Hey, Christian, how you doing?
Hey, gentlemen, it's been a minute.
Hey.
What I'm going to talk about, Sonny, you guys had on the show, I think, a couple months ago when you said what we're seeing now is just the evolution, and you were talking about Ralph Sampson. Well, all these injuries are happening because of they're starting to do these moves early in AAU with the – I just watched an 11-year-old top 100 player break both his legs doing a Eurostep in AAU. So the younger players like Kyrie, Jason Tatum, and all them, it's all these moves that they're doing at a young age. Because if you think back, Google, me and you are the same age. Tim Hardaway was injury prone. Mark Price was injury prone. Kevin Johnson was injury prone. They were all the shifty players back then. So these injuries are happening more now because there's more shifty players. And if you look at them, it's the shifty players. So I don't think if they change – I mean, LeBron's bored because he's not in the playoffs, so I don't think changing anything is going to change that, whether they style of play. And we're going to watch tonight. SGA plays like a Kobe Bryant and a Michael Jordan. He keeps the game simple. So we're not going to see him get hurt, and we're going to see them in like six games, I think, win tonight. So that's my take on that. I think it's just, you know, more shiftiness, so there's more injuries. Mm. And Guru, I love you.
What's up, baby?
Make it the Black House. I'm for Jasmine Crockett.
All right, there it is.
Vice President.
Yeah, sure. My man.
Congresswoman.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all knew that, Stone. What state? See, that's what I mean.
You don't have any thoughts about the fact that this has taken so long for Aaron Rodgers to decide where he's going to play? Like, he made a LeBron Miami decision about this whole thing.
I think, does the length of time surprise me? Not really.
The Steelers would allow him to take this much time.
I mean, he'll be there for training camp, won't he? I mean, does he have to be there right now? I mean, I wonder how much he has left.
I've seen how much he has left. It's about this much. It's minute.
And remember when you said that about Tom Brady and he went on to win a Super Bowl?
No, that was Bonte that thought he was done. I was the one saying I wanted him here with the Niners. We have a drop of me saying that, so miss me.
Remember his last throw for New England was a pick six? And everybody said he's washed.
Yeah, at home against the Titans, a playoff
and then,
game.
And then he led the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I understand that. I was pro Brady.
So we were.
Somewhere that always got a noodle arm.
We shouldn't have written him off like you did, Brady.
I think Rodgers is done. We'll see.
We will see.
Mike Tomlin.
There's another quarterback I want to talk about, too, as long as we're talking about it. There's three quarterbacks I want to talk about. And now Evan's got me in, like,
he's got a little dibs in him, and he doesn't know what I mean in this. There's something he does. Maybe this is something to you where you're intimidated, but you don't know why. And I marvel at it because Dibs did that to you. Oh, Evan, we had some shows, and we were remote. I'd be like, Stoney just can't not handle it. It's like a kryptonite effect.
Well, I feel like,
and bad Evan, when he gives you those eyes, you know he ain't.
He deserved it.
Yeah. Speak on it.
I feel like
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because Willard's up there too. Evan, don't get mad. I'm begging you not to get mad.
That's fine.
I'm begging you. So,
are we still going to have one?
Real quick. Yeah, if we don't have a meeting. Honestly, although I got to do the garlic fries podcast tonight with Lubman.
What do you mean tonight?
It's at baseball, Stunt.
At 5. Oh, I'm sorry. Five fifteen, and I said, "Dude, that's when the finals start." And he goes, "Oh my God, you can have it on the background." I may beg off.
I'm more concerned with the fact that you think 5:15 is nighttime.
I want the Evan slander. Hurry up! Okay. Don't get
no,
mad.
It's not slander.
I know, but what is it?
Okay, like, can we just wrap up with this NBA stuff?
Not before you pay off the Evan tees.
It is the Evan tees.
Oh, okay. Right,
the Evan teases were not very organized today, and now I'm going to get more unorganized.
Now, see, that bothers me.
Okay. This whole thing about the playoffs, too many games, this, that, and the other thing. We found out that the Warriors played 10 games in 17 days to end the season, and then when they ended their season, they'd played 10 games in 19 days. So the games were coming fast and furious, and they ended up breaking down. Let me ask you this. Do you think there was any coincidence that when the Warriors won it in 2022, Klay Thompson missed 50 games, Draymond Green missed 2 months from January to March, and Steph Curry missed the last month of the season? So their big three all headed into the playoffs healthy and rested.
No doubt that had something to do with it. No, I would be a fool to say it otherwise. But you got to let that go, Stani. And they tried to, they made a trade. And, you know, I can't believe the Ritter, those notes, they essentially played two playoff seasons back-to-back, basically. And guess what? Curry's hammy went out. First time ever in his career, man. Just think about that. So there's something to that. But, Stan, what are we going to do about it moving forward? We can't do anything. They're going to come back next year, try to play 82 games, you rest them, and then you go from there and hope like hell your guys don't get hurt.
Yeah, I just think there might be a tweak. There might be a tweak that could help everybody out. All right. There's somebody I want to talk about because it's funny. We're going to talk about two quarterbacks right now. We'll talk about a third, Brock Purdy, in a little bit. So basically on the day that Aaron Rodgers signs with the Pittsburgh Steelers, yesterday we had a quarterback who gave up $20 million and decided to retire, Derek Carr. And I don't know where I'm going with this, but we were talking about Ayuk yesterday, and he got paid, but he still wanted his number. So Derek Carr was due $30 million this year. All he had to do was be on the roster. He was hurt, though. All he would have had to do is have a shoulder surgery and stand on the sidelines for 17 games, and he would have made $30 million. Instead, he said, that doesn't feel right. It just didn't feel right for me to do that. I'm retiring. Now, he got a $10 million bonus for being on the roster in March, but he gave up $20 million because he didn't want to milk the system, or he just wanted to do the right thing. Pretty impressive, Goo. Derek Carr. I mean, and you think I'm kidding now, but I'm not.
Well, I call him Jesse James. Miss me with all of a sudden now he's Gandhi. He's been robbing teams for the last 5 years. So how about that? Thanks for the good deed, DC. We appreciate you. But Stani putting you on the Mount Rushmore of Gandhi, I'm not going there. My man's been stealing for the last 5 years. So you didn't return. If you're going to return anything, return all that chicken too. That's how I look at it.
So, Derek, you're penalizing Derek Carr because his employers paid him a certain amount of money, essentially.
That he can come close to living up to. So if you're going to do some returns, Derek, bring it
okay.
on. Bring it all back, D.
I just want the record to reflect you troll just like I troll.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
But I'm just letting you know, this was a great gesture. And obviously, you know, he didn't want to go under the knife, but.
I don't know about that.
He's never been the same since he broke that leg. That year, the Raiders went to the playoffs and lost to the Texans. I did a show, Nobody Asked, with Dibs and Loneil and Reno. And he's never been the same, Stoney. He just hasn't. And this is a big deal. Giving that money back is, in today's world or society, I got to commend him. But I do mean, if you want to return stuff, we can go back deep. And you can return
$20 million. Yeah. All he would have had to do was stay in a uniform.
Yeah, you're right.
He wouldn't have had to throw one pass.
I would have got the surgery.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I think we all would have, right, Evan?
Well, I already got 140 for
you guys,
not really doing much.
You guys don't understand money at all.
Well,
that's been my biggest downfall, but yeah.
Great cash, homie.
So I guess the bigger takeaway, Stoney, is when you leave us today and you get in your car, you get on BART, you look at Derek Carr differently, huh?
No, I don't look at Derek Carr differently, but I do believe that Derek Carr, throughout the course of his career, has been an unbelievable class act.
I'll back you up.
He is.
He's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you know what? I'll go with you there.
Yeah.
I mean, Derek Carr is a really stand-up guy.
Who's made $200 million in his career.
Okay, now let me tell you something.
And he gave away the last 10.
Don't get defensive, dude.
Okay, let me tell you guys something. And you don't understand this, and you never will, because you'll never make a lot of money.
Hey.
You're so damn limited. Okay.
Learn from the best.
I didn't like that at all.
Too bad. I have a buddy who's rich.
So
he's rich. I can't do it anymore. I can't.
Which one? You got like six.
Yeah, I don't have
my,
six.
My point is, okay, if you're rich and you make $5 million 1 year, and then $5 million, and then $5 million, and then $5 million, and then $5 million, and you do it for 10 years, okay? Those people, it's hard to go to zero. It's hard to go to zero. No matter how much money you make. And so this idea that, oh, he made $200 million so he could burn 20? Like, that's not the way anybody thinks. Anybody. Like, it's $20 million.
Well, he clearly didn't think it was worth going through all of that this offseason.
Yeah. Right. And
his conscience
that's
finally caught up with him. Stoney was tired of stealing.
You know what, Guru? You guys.
He was tired.
You know what? I'm taking tomorrow off.
Evan and I got it. You deserve a day off, bud.
You're damn right.
You do it to yourself. By the way, I think this does teach us the old adage. It reminds us of it. Nice guys finish last.
Man. Even when I try to be positive. Now,
well, if we reflect on his career, now, can we just do this?
Now, Derek Carr is a criminal.
No,
because he's stolen money.
No, stop.
Right?
Stop.
He's
left
a false
a lot of
prophet.
Chicken on the bone. That's all in his career. Better than his brother, but he left a lot of chicken on the bone.
You know what? Okay, now I don't think he did.
Like I picture like, when I you say he... Derek Carr. No, I'm being honest. When you think of Staubach, and I know it's a different
okay,
era.
Here we go again.
Terry Bradshaw. Those dudes were getting hit by Toyota pickup trucks, and it wasn't a flag. And I'm like, can I buy you a beer? I think of Derek Carr, and here comes the blitz, or a guy, and he just throws it in the turf so he avoids getting hit. Yeah, that's smart. You do it every day. But Stoney, he was doing that in his prime. You got happy feet. but you got paid. You got paid, brother. So more power to you.
When I look at an athlete and their career is over.
You're looking at one now.
You said he left chicken on the bone.
Oh, my God.
I would disagree. I think Derek Carr absolutely reached his potential as an NFL player in whatever capacity it was going to be.
He
did the best he could. He worked as hard as he could. He studied as much as he could. He was as conscientious as any quarterback ever.
We're talking results on the field.
No,
he was a good quarterback.
He's not solely responsible for the entire way the team did. I'm just saying, let me ask you this. When you look at Derek Carr, does the word underachiever come to your mind? Because for me, it doesn't. That's just for
me. That's interesting. And I'm being real here. Again, I said it, so I got to stand on it. After the injury, it was psychological at that point. But I'll tell you what, I'm doing you. I'm on the fence. I won't give him underachiever. But for the money he made, I think if I look at it through that prism, since you talked about him, this started the conversation, and Evan mentioned his earnings, Steiny, I'm going to say yes. And I believe Derek might tell you that. And it's not because he wasn't studying or he didn't take it serious. I don't know, Steiny.
You and I, and I'm not
Rick James.
We have a fundamental difference in that I don't judge according to contract. I judge according, I'm not saying he wasn't overpaid, but I can't hold it against him that somebody gave him more money than they should have because he still worked as hard as he could and he got to the level he could. I don't know.
Until he decided he didn't want to anymore.
And to his credit, Steiny, I'm going against my own argument here or opinion. Evan, for him to get all this chicken, some GMs and owners thought he was worthy multiple times, you know?
And
so he could be like, "Goo, what you talking about?" Derek could be saying that right now if he's listening. I got paid because they thought I could do it. No, yes. I didn't do it.
I didn't do it, but I left. I tried as hard as I could. I wasn't Shaq. You know, I didn't.
What's that mean?
And Shaq acknowledged that he could have been more diligent. He could have worked harder. He acknowledged he let chicken on the bone.
But what
just because he was 7'4" and massive, he gets, even though he won 4 titles, he's telling you, I could have won 7.
And if Kobe would have passed him the ball against the Pistons, they could have won more. So that wasn't on him.
So it doesn't matter that Shaq has acknowledged he left some of his game on the table. Like that he's lying. Or you don't believe him?
No, I could look at his girth and him being, overweight, but he was that's what made him Shaq.
Right.
He was unstoppable. Right. And I guess visually, up until the end, I never looked at a Laker team and said, even under Dale Harris, where the Lakers are losing almost that week, the Lakers are losing because of Shaq and he's out of shape. Kobe called him out on it.
Yes,
but
and
they did
everybody
a three-peat.
Did.
It was good enough,
okay,
I guess.
So in other words, if Shaquille O'Neal averaged 30 points a game for his career, but he didn't work as hard as he thinks he should have, and in his mind, if he would have worked as hard as he thinks he should have, he would have averaged 40 a game, he gets a pass because averaged 30.
I hadn't heard him say that, but no pass. And I'm not going against we could all state it, but it's like Rod Carew saying, I'm a 358 hitter. I could have hit 380 if I would have did this or that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, to me, make the 358 any less. Like, I got Shaq as my top center ever. And, of course, I didn't see Wilt and Russell and Chamberlain. But
okay. And think of how much better he could have been.
And he got one in Miami, Shaq.
That's the point. When you list the greatest centers of all time, Shaq does not come up one a lot of times. And he's telling you, if he would have worked harder at it, maybe everybody would just say unequivocally, Shaq, Shaq, Shaq. All right. You want to squeeze this guy in? Andrew, I'll take you on the other side.
True.
We got a Saints fan.
All right.
And I'll tell you what, if he rips Derek Carr, I'm walking off the set.
I'm trying to think. If you think about those Saints seasons, I think he is. Or he might be like, nah, Gooey's a tough SOB.
Well, somebody find out what he's going to say. And if he's going to agree with Goo, we won't put him through. That's who Alec is.
Well, you're the man.
888-957-9570. Oh, don't look at the text line.
I told you the negative stuff fuels me.
Guru being guru right now. Shaq admitted he was the reason they didn't win more. How can you defend that guru? And then using your words, maybe sit this
way. He was looking for sympathy.
What about the 262? What if the key to Shaq's success was pacing himself?
We don't read that one, Evan.
Oh.
Most dominant center of my time.
That's great. But he left some of his game on the table. He'll never be able to look in the, and that's why I love Shaq. And this is what I've talked about a lot. Being able to look in the mirror. See, he can because he admits and acknowledges shortcomings. That's growth. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
We go down the tough roads, Donnie. Toyota Tundra.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.